Hello, cuties. This is a no unprofessional special. thing that I'm giving. I guess to everyone that is supporting me. Like an early peek on what I'm working, so you can play this and you can listen to it. So first of all, I am working on it is called Good Cop, Loot Cop 2. Yeah. I am making a second part. The sequel to Good Cop, Loot Cop, if you remember that one. There is no loot version of the first one that is on YouTube. However, I am working, as you will see here in this recording, I am working on lewd parts in this roleplay. Actually, correction, there was lewd parts in the first one, yeah, but most of the time where I was uploading the lewd videos on YouTube and unlisting them, which wasn't really wise. So that's why I deleted every single lewd video on YouTube that was unlisted. And stupid me did not make copies of the lewd version. So the good cop and lewd cop, and I think a few others, other like old videos are lost in time. Like, I don't have the files anymore. But hey, I am making a new version. Now it's me at better, hopefully, at voice acting and better at just acting in general and better at script writing and so on and so on. So it's gonna be probably better overall. So I have this interesting script that I wrote here. It's not fully complete, so, but it is almost complete. But I have it saying here. Scene 1. The scene starts in a cell. It's silent. There's ambient noises. And there's a guy in the next cell doing ASMR stuff. Yeah, so you're gonna be just waking up in the cell, I guess. You will be chilling, and you will be hearing someone at the other side of the cell, like on the other side of the wall, just doing ASMR. I know you're just gonna hear muffled sounds of someone whispering or mumbling something, tapping something like a wall, scratching it. I'm gonna try and make it last a little bit, like a minute or so. Then you will hear footsteps coming from somewhere. And then you will hear bang, 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 knock on a door next to yours. And someone is gonna be banging on your neighbor's door, right? The one that's making ASMR. And then you will hear this voice. I will try to be deeper. I will try to be in this fucking range, right? And I'm gonna be like, hey, I told you to quit that nonsense. And then the door beeps and the door opens. And then you see before you, standing, a sexy cop. In this role play, I'm gonna be choosing to play as a female. And my excuse for that is that even though I make majority of my videos femboy related, I do have a very strong feminine side, and sometimes I feel leaning more towards a girl than a boy. So I felt like I'm in a mood to be less BB, more burger. No. I was joking on that mostly. The real reason is that I'm trying to be, I'm trying to mix, you know, variety of things. I don't want to be just one specific, you know, just is femboy ASMR. That's it. That's what all I'm known for now. I don't want to be limited. And for this roleplay, I really think I can perform better if I choose the female characters for this one. So, the door opens. You see in front of you a sexy female cop with orange hair, horns, tail, just protruding. I don't know. Yeah, you'll see when the video comes out. But she says, "Good morning," and looks at you smugly. "Had a nice sleep, huh? What's wrong?" She leans down and looks closer, listening to you, bitch. "What? You don't like your neighbor? He's making weird noises. Wow. I am so sorry about that. Well, you will be happy to know that you and I are going to be close friends today." She pauses to listen to him. And I call you reverse V. But yeah, she pauses to listen to you. Pitch probably some more. "You and I are going to have a private chat." She comes closer. "And you will tell me all your dirty little secrets, won't you? If you tell me what I want to know, you'll get some special VIP treatment." She gives you a small peek to her tits. "I will pretend I did not see where your eyes were going. Alright now, come with me. We have a long day ahead of us." Starts to lead you upstairs. "Don't give me that look. You're the one who got yourself into this mess. Huh? What did you do? Are you playing dumb with me? All that lewd content we found in your basement. Have you got no shame?" She continues to lead you upstairs. Then she leads you to this, in this office, she leads you to a table. The station seems to be empty. "Come here. As you can see, we are all alone here. Everyone is on their feet with that thing that's going on. But lucky for you, I'm here to keep your company. Though, don't expect any cliche porn scenes to happen here. You know, like me sucking you off and not stopping until you tell me all I want to know. That kind of thing. Here, sit down. Oh, hold on a sec. She grabs a water bottle that was sitting on the chair. There you go. Sit down. You want some water? I will include some gentle tapping of on the water bottle in here. Probably some scraping and some tracing around the bottle. That kind of thing. Maybe some squishies, you know. This is like where I enter some ASMR parts and just start doing things, you know. I'm gonna do the roleplay as an adventure. You know, it's gonna be a roleplay. I'm gonna be taking you from scenes. I'm gonna be doing things, but also there's gonna be like a minute or two of just pure ASMR where I just stop the roleplay and I just do the ASMR with an object. Like the water bottle. Yeah. What do you think? I think that sounds wonderful. But you know, who am I to judge? Always the listener is always the one that's right. Yeah. And then I'm gonna be like, what? I'm gonna be like, what? I'm just offering you some water. Maybe you need to wet your whistle. A pervert like you, though, probably is imagining sucking my tits or eating my pussy to quench his thirst. Disgusting pervert. Gives water to you. And then, I don't know, maybe I'll include like, you know. So, shall we start? And then, in this part, you're gonna be sitting in your chair comfortably. In front of my desk. And I will be leaning in front of you and reaching for a document that is behind you. And my tits are gonna be in your face. Now, this part, depending how lewd it looks, I might have to make it only in the not safe for work parts. Like, I might have to cut it out from YouTube version. Probably that's what the case. So, I pick up the document and I do some light tappings on a document and stuff. Though I don't have any, materials to do this. Maybe this one. But I will tap the document and I will say, everything I need to know is here in this file. Then I lean in closer. But I would like to hear everything from your lips. So, let's start from the beginning. I put down the files and pick up a paper with a pen. And when I say a paper, I mean, those paper clips, the hard ones, the police used to like to use. Anyways, this is where we have some pen tapping, pen chewing, and pens sucking noises for not safe for work parts. I'll include some lewd sucking of the pencil. So, honey bunny, why would your neighbors complain about loud, weird noise coming from your apartment? She listens to you and writes down your statements. I include in this part some mm-hmms and uh-huhs. I will be biting a pen, which I have it here. This is a nice... I can make some nice noises with the pen. And... I'm gonna be like... You know, that's obviously for Patreon only, the sucking part. That's gonna be really sexual. The avatar you will see. I'll put some sneak peeks on Patreon as well, don't worry, of the avatar. But it's like, you know, my avatar. Orange hair, beautiful blue eyes, freckles, all the package. Except, you know, I have tits and pussy and... I mean, I still have horns and tail. It's basically me, fuck yeah, but with tits and pussy. And the outfit is really sexy. And beautiful shading. I did a beautiful shading on the avatar, so you'll see that. But anyways. So, then after that, I say, so, you make weird sounds. When you exercise. And then I start to inspect you. You don't seem very fit to me. I inspect some more. Touching your arms, touching your body. I'm gonna include some, you know, skin sounds and touching sounds and stuff like that. And then I'm gonna be like, the right arm, though, seems weirdly more buff than the left arm. Do you lift equally? And your butt has quite a good shape. I must be doing lots. And your butt is in quite a good shape. You must be doing lots of squats. But I have my own theory, you see. I think you are watching lewd content. And I think you are doing more than just exercise. Keep up that lie. No, that's gonna be... Keeping up that lie, I see. I think you need some more water. And I will get... Well, I don't think I have it here. Or I'll just include a sound effect. I don't think I need to record. I think I can pull a sound effect from the archive of this. I pull out a water gun, you know, fucking water pistol, and I say like, and I start shooting at your face a few times, looking all smug and shit. And, yeah, and then I'll be like, that's right, every time you tell me lies, I will squirt some water on you, like a cat that did something wrong. Can you tell me what I am? holding in my hand here. And I will show you a photo of a cassette. I will do some tracing and tapping on the photo. To some of those sounds, I'm gonna be like, what does it say on it? Here, look closer. I put a photo close to your eyes and some more tracing around the photo and stuff with some scraping sounds like this. Just a movie, you say? Really? A movie called XOXO Bunny. What is it about? And I'm gonna be including more and ahems. You know, like And I will move in closer and stare. And then I will... I will probably do a gesture in front of your face, like I start stroking your face or something. And then I'll slowly go down to your crotch. And I will say, I will now use my special tactics to get you to confess to me. And I'm like, oh my, where is my hand going? I will start to softly rub your crotch. I will start to softly moan your ears. What about now? Sweetie, will you tell me what is actually on the tape? No. Let me just slide my head in your pants. And... do you like my soft, warm hand touching your cock like that? If you confess to me, I will give you more than just my hand, baby. What do you say? Are you gonna tell me what's on that tape? I will include some more soft moans and ahs and ahs and kisses and they'd be like you don't say. It's an Easter Bunny lewd ASMR video. Wow. Thank you for your confession. Don't look at me like that. It's not my fault you're a filthy pervert. You're like a fish that willingly jumped into my net. Alright. We have gathered some interesting stuff from your apartment. Now let me go get them, so you can explain to me why you have them. Don't even think of running. And then she just walks away. And you Wait for a second or two. I'll start to look around. And you decide to run. Now, there is more to this. Like, there is scene two. No, there's scene three that I'm writing right now. This is where the good cop shows up. Or was this the good cop? And you are about to see the loot cop. No. This is the loot cop. I mean, I will be portraying as... This is the loot cop. And the next scene introduces the good cop. And let's just say the good cop starts to act good. But then something happens by accident. And she gets corrupted. So, I don't know what you think of this. I don't know what you think of this audio clip. I guess all I can ask for you now, if you're still listening, you know, if you didn't fall asleep, if you listened to this while you were doing something, I ask of you to let me know if you enjoyed this type of content, like me just sharing what I'm doing or sharing my script in this audio form and sharing my thoughts and stuff. And if you want some more of this kind of thing, please hit that heart icon and write it in comments that you want more. So I know if I should, spend some of my time doing this. Or if I just use this time to continue working on scripts and videos. Because if you enjoy this, I am more than willing to continue this kind of thing. But I need to know. Okay? So. I'm hoping to see some comments and stuff. And I'll see you somewhere. Thank you for supporting me, and I love you.